You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he's the one who built us our synagogue." And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well. Soon afterward, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. And fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. Here ends the reading. Our reading today includes the healing of the centurion's servant and the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. Both focus on the power and authority given to the Lord Jesus by his Father in heaven. The centurion, who lives his life under the authority of the Roman Empire, recognizes and respects authority when he sees it. As the centurion can speak a word and command others, he knows the authority and power which Jesus can exercise with just a word. A man of faith, supportive of the Jewish nation and religion, having built the people a synagogue, he has the respect of the elders of the Jews. Still, the centurion is humbled by the prospect of Jesus entering his pagan Roman home. Unworthy, he sends servants to ask Jesus to simply say the word, and he knows his servant will be healed. And indeed, hearing these things, marveling at the faith of the Roman centurion, Jesus heals the servant from afar. In the same way, as Jesus is drawing near to the gate of the town of Nain, encountering the son of a widow being carried in death out of town, in his compassion, Jesus stops the procession and speaks to the dead man. "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man was restored to life and given back to his mother. Again, we see the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over sickness and death. Let us have no doubt that at that time when we rest in death, our Lord will again speak and say, "I say to you, arise," and we will be raised. Let's pray. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be raised to new life. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.